Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Kuf Chaf Dalad, and we are on Kuf Chaf Gimel Amabez, about 10 lines up from the bottom, as we continue here in Perek Ka'ar Vaharotev. So the Mishnah yesterday had discussed the issues of Hafshata, and as we had earlier in the Perek, the issues of Yad and Shomer. This is specifically related to Yad. As an animal is being skinned, how much of the skin retains its status as a connection to the animal, that if I pick up the skin, it's a yad for all the halachas that we spoke about being machlis tumma, being motzi tumma, as we mentioned, and when do we say that no, it's a separate entity, and in that way it won't be connected to the skin. So that's the sugyas that we're in now, and we had the statement of Rav Huna Amar Shimon Rav Yossi in the middle of the Amud yesterday, that maybe Rav Shimon Rav Yossi tells us that these limitations are only if you didn't leave a certain amount. Kedei Ma'aforis, Aval Shia Bra Kedei Ma'aforis Chibur. But if you would have left a certain amount, so then that would be called a Chibur. And let's remember that, because Hashem, later on today, we're going to have a Lishna Basra. Of the version of that Rosh Hashanah Rav Yossi. But the last point we were talking about was the statement of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, when do these shiurim apply about a certain amount is considered connected to the skin, and if not, or not skin, to the garment, as we extended, that's only by a talis, aval, or chalim. But when do we say that if you didn't have that amount left, it's considered separated? That's by a talis, as Rashi said, to keep the last couple of skinny lines, to keep on shen nikra, but al shema, the afilu choser v'tofra in a choser as lakad musa. Once it's ripped, it's ripped. And since it's not going to grow back, afilu choser v'tofra, so therefore it is not called a chibur. But for or, that became tameh, and it was cracked, and there was some left, chalim, the Gemara said, and Rashi said that means chazak al yidei oso mixas. It's strong. If you have a piece of hide that, if you would sew it back, if you would help it go back, so then it would become a chibur tivi again. It would regenerate itself, so to speak. So then it would still be called connected, even though physically it's just as disconnected as the other material. But because if you would sew it back up. This is what modern stitches somewhat do. They put the skins back together with artificial connections in order to help create the natural connection that would take place. And therefore, because that's possible, because that future event is possible, that's why it's still called a chibur. Again, a classic example of something that comes up in many different places, future events impacting on present status. Here, I have to do a future event. I have to do something, but that could impact. That's all the sugyas of Kol HaOmed. Kol HaOmed Liftos Kepadui Dami, Kol HaOmed Ligzos Kegazes Dami. All of those. So some of those are natural events, some of those are not. Kol HaOmed Ligvos Kegavui Dami, Machlokas Pishamah and Beis Hillel. Right? Collection and cutting and redeeming. All of these are Kol HaOmed Lisrof Kesarif Dami. What if there's a mitzvah of Sreifa? All of those relate to this issue. Again, this is a little different, but this is the same kind of idea. You could have two separate materials that are disconnected in the same way, but one would regenerate into a natural connection after you sew it back together, and one wouldn't, and therefore that would impact whether right now it's called Yad or not. Okay, so that's Reish Lakish's statement. Rabbi Yochanan argued. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Afilu or nami lo chalim." Rabbi Yochanan says, "No, I do not agree." We'll have to see soon, Beshem, what that machlokas is about. But we'll leave that for now. So, Masav Rabbi Yirmiya, about 12 lines up at the bottom, we ask Akasha on Reish Lakish from our Mishnah. So, our Mishnah had said, "Amafshit bebehema ubechaya b'tahor b'tameya b'dako b'gasa." If somebody's skinning an animal, and it doesn't matter kosher not kosher. Dakar gasa lishatiach kedeachiza. If I am skinning the animal in order to make a rug, to make a shatiach kedeachiza, so how much of it is considered a yad? It is tameh enough to grab it, a holder. Ha yeser mechdeachiza tahor. But anything more than that I've ripped away from the animal is tar. But why? If yamai lemachalim, why don't I say that if I would sew back, so to speak, and stitch up the skin that already has been disconnected and connected, so that it would grow back, and even more should be a yad l'tuma. Tergamar Rabbi Avin, rishon, osendiful. No, not true, because every little bit more that I cut, it's not going to be able to grow back. Rishon, Rashi, hamufshat osendiful, have a kinfrash legamre. right, that it becomes totally disconnected. Why? It's as if it's not connected at all, as if it's cut, even though technically it's still attached. Da ein sof alach so labasar od. The more I cut off, it's not going to be able to regenerate itself, and therefore it is not, Reish Lakish would agree there, that that's not chalim. Chalim means it's strong and it's going to be able to grow back, but here, even if it's strong physically, it's not going to be able to grow back, and therefore he would agree that there is no tumah there. Good. Matzav Rav Yosef, similarly, Rav Yosef says, ask Akasha from the following, Orsha, the other part of the Mishnah, Orsha al Hatzavar, the or on the back of the neck, Rav Machlokas, Rav Yochanan ben Uri Omer, Eino Chibur. That extra part of the skin on the back of the neck is not called a Chibur for Tumah. Amai HaChalam V'Koi, but why? It'll regenerate, it's attached. So the Gemara says, Arbali Abaya, Abaya says, why are you asking Akasha for Rav Yochanan ben Uri Shita? Why don't you bring a Raya from the Chachamim Shita? Eima Seifa V'Chacham Omer Chibur. So maybe the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish is gufa the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Rabbanan. That's the suggestion being made. So the Gemara says, Elamar Abaya, it must not be. Abaya says, Bishomer ha'asu lenatig me'ilav kamiflagi. This or of the tzavar is an example of shomer ha'asu lenatig. It's going to come off and be detached by itself. So the question is, so if something is going to become detached by itself, it's not like the other skin that is strongly attached. It's a little more loose as it's going to become detached by itself. So that's the machlokas, mar sovar avi shomer, or mar sovar lo avi shomer. Again, relating to how natural, how probable is the future event, that's going to happen, and that would impact the present status, right? We have this in many other places, just to mention another one that just came to mind, shinui. Right, we know shinui comes up in many areas of halacha, specifically gezeila. Right, the sugi is in the end of Baba Kama, in the 7th, 8th, and 10th perek, shinui kone. So why is shinui kone? I steal something, and now it's changed. All of a sudden, I'm kone it. So why is that right? Right, it's not fair. Right, I steal some wood, and I make it into a chair. All of a sudden, shinui kone, I only have to pay back the money. So many Rishonim, the Tosfos there in Baba Kama, explains it. And even the Gemara, which compares gezel and shinui kone to esnan zona, right, the two totally different areas of halacha, whether esnan would be able to be used if I was, if I changed the item. So Tosfos there says, what's the connection between these two items, these two areas of halacha, of shinui kone by gezela and esnan zona? Is it the same chefetz? Do we look at it as the same chefetz? Sometimes a shinui can change the status of the item, but the Gemara says there, and in Sukkah, shinui hachozeler b'ryasa lo avi shinui, according to some, that if there's going to be a natural return to the original state, that's not called the shinui, even though right now it's changed. But if in the future I could forecast that it's going to return to what it was, whether naturally or with some help, so then that would undermine the status of shinui. Okay, so here too as well. If it's a shomer, ha'asui lenatek. Physically, it's the same as other shomrim. But in the future, it might become detached by itself. So does that impact? Again, this is kind of the opposite of Chozler B'Yasa. Chozler B'Yasa is coming back to its original state. Also, they're not taking it. It is in its original state. And now it's going to be detached. Okay, either way. Good, so those two were not kashas on Reish Lakish. We move on. Masa Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Yirmi asks from a Mishnah in Meseches Kalim. Says the Mishnah, Tanur Shenitma, Ketzad Metaharin. So if I have an oven, what were ovens in those days? Oh, something that looked kind of like a barrel. And I take the barrel and I put it on the ground. There's a little hole in the barrel on the bottom in order to put fire in on the bottom. And I'll put a pot on top of the barrel to heat it up. And I would plaster around the barrel in order to retain the heat and to keep it solid onto the ground. So that was the barrel. That was an oven. Remember the Mishnayos and the Gemara in the third parak of Shabbos talk about the three types of ovens in terms of the heat. Tanur is the hottest. Tanur, Kira, and Kupach are the three that are mentioned, but Tanur is always the hottest one because, again, it's the skinniest that it gets maybe a little skinnier on top, and it really retains the heat. So, Tanur Shenitma, Kates and Matara, the Tanur that became Tameh, how do I make it Tahar? How do I make it Tahar? Obviously, it has to be a Tanur that is movable. If it's not movable and it's stuck to the ground forever, then it's going to be Mechuba L'Karka, it's not going to be Mekabel Tumah. But if it's a Tanur that is made as a Kli, Rashi says, third to last line, Tchilaso Asui Kli, Kikidera Umetaltel. Umetaltel. As we just described it, but what if it became tamei? So how am I mitzahir it? So V'gorer es ha-tfeila. I have to split it into three parts. We'll get to horizontal or vertical cuts here. Let's say it means vertical cuts. So I cut it into three so that none of the parts retain a majority of the original oven. I cut it into three parts, right? Two would obviously be, one would have a majority. So I cut it into three parts, and then I scrape off some of the plaster. Not all of it, but some of the plaster. Achi hei baretz, right, until it gets towards the ground. So divrei, that's the first opinion. Rabbi Meir Omer, eno tzarach lo ligoros atfela, velo achi hei baretz. You don't have to scrape off so much. El mamato mi bifnim arba tfachim. Just go to the inside of the oven, can leave the plaster on the outside, and just be mamayit from within to less than four tfachim. That's the Mishnah. How much do you have to remove in order to be matar the oven? So 1 second, ask the Gemara. Kima ma'ila midalin miyatahor. But if I have a less than four, so then it would be tahor inside, even though there's still plaster outside that keeps it strong and in its place. So kima ma'ila midalin miyatahor amai lema hachalim v'koya. According to Reish Lakish, you should say if something is strong, if something can exist. Reish Lakish's point before was not only that, but even that it could grow back, as we'll get to, but regenerate. But here, it's strong in the spot that it is. So why don't we say that that is still tame? Why would that be good enough? According to you, Reish Lakish, wouldn't that be a problem? So the Gemara says, Amar Le Rava, Ve'ema, well, again, why are you asking a kasha for maybe Meir? Why do you bring a raya from the first sheet to the Mishnah, the Rabbanan? Ve'ema mid Rabbanan, Gores et Tfeila Che Ba'aretz. Right, so there you see that, you know, it's a riot to Reish Lakish. Right, so why are you asking Akasha? So Ella Amarava Hachikam. Rava says, no, this must be what the machlokas is in the Mishnah. Tanur shenitma keitzen mitarin oso. If the tanur already became tame, the question is how to be mitarin. Divrei Yakol Chokol Shlosha Vagoras Atfela Sheba Aras. Everybody agrees to what Reish Lakish would say, meaning what the Rabbanan say, they have to go all the way down, and in that way to be able to be mitaharit. Everybody would agree in that case. What's the machlokas? Vaharot says shelo yavo tanuro lidei tuma keitzad hu ose. If you want to prevent tuma from being chal on the oven, keitzad, what do you do? Cholko l'shlosha v'garot atfela achi ba'aretz. Remeir omer eno tzarech. You don't have to go so far. Lo ligoros atfela v'lo achi ba'aretz ela b'mato b'bifnim me'arba tfachim. Sometimes it is easier to prevent tuma than removing tuma. Once something is tame, you have to do something strong in order to remove it, make it totally eno roi. But Rabbi Meir is saying, even though to get rid of tuma, you have to totally remove the plaster and make it unusable, but to prevent tuma, one doesn't need that. So some of the achronim discuss. So zwala mais is the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now we're relating this to ovens, right? Not just to the or, right? The machlokas about them was about or. Right, but now we're relating it to tanurim. So what's the machlokas? So some suggest, the Tiferes Yaakov suggests, Shamachlokas haisa, ha'im al yedei tfira, nechshev ha'or chazak kimikodem. Remember, let's say everybody would agree that if I would, in the case they're talking about, the or, you're gonna stitch it up and now it's gonna retake. So is that gonna be exactly like it was? It's a natural connection somewhat. But is that skin could it be as strong as it was? And therefore, is that going to be considered ki'ilu? It's still a yad. Lom roche be'emes hupachos chazak. Physically, it's really less. Kivan she'eno mechubar mitzat atzmo kimay de'at tfir belvad. Whenever something is fixed, it's not going to be the same, right, as the natural. Kivan she'legabe chibur ze'moel. B'chein savar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, since you were tof, you would, could be tofer it, and that would be able to create it to be regenerates, that's good enough. You know, it's batel. So what that the or regenerated and now it's still connected again and it's skin and it's all attached. It's not the same. So, question is, what do you focus on? Do you focus on the, it's all skin, it's all one unit now, so then it'll be good enough? Or do you say, no, the quality of it is not the same, and therefore, you cannot compare. Right? Is it a natural, it's still a man-made connection, even though you use the skin itself to be able to regenerate, but it was man that created this connection, and therefore that can be different. That also comes up in different areas. Even on in Shabbos, right? It's always like the doctors know. Let's say there's a choice where somebody has a choice of gluing or sewing. gluing or sewing. So there's, again, some cases need gluing, some cases need sewing. Again, in cases where obviously it's supposed to do it on Shabbos, whatever the case may be. But there, sometimes the post can discuss that the gluing could be better because there it's more of just putting together, like holding together the different parts of the skin, and then the skin itself creates the connection. Unlike the stitches, which sometimes you need it, but that itself is the creating the connection through the topher itself. But again, a natural connection versus a humanly help generated connection comes up in other areas as well. It's interesting, Chazonish. The halacha is, as we know, in Hilchos Shabbos, ein tochen achar tochen. At a left field. One is not, there's no malacha of grinding after grinding once. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Ramah quotes, I think that let's say somebody wants to crumple up their challah into their soup, so that, what do you mean? You're crushing it. That's tochein. The answer is no. It was already ground up from wheat into flour, and then the flour was used to knead in order to make the challah. So ain't tochein achar tochein. So is that similar to ain't bishol achar bishol, or other areas of halacha like ein zeh achar zeh? So some say, yeah, meaning once a malacha is done, then this material cannot be undone no matter what state it is in now. Some poskim say, what if the original tochein is totally not recognizable? Not recognizable. When you see bread, so you know it was flour that was heated up, and what if it's totally recognizable? Let's say, the poskim discuss, right, ein tochein ela b'gdula karka, but let's say chocolate. Somebody wants to grind chocolate or scrape chocolate onto a cake. Sometimes that's a design on top of the cake. So I'll take a knife and scrape chocolate again. So again, chocolate comes from coffee beans, which are ground into chocolate beans. And then chocolate is made into chocolate powder. And then it's made into chocolate. So would that be a problem? Ein tochen achar tochen. Or do I say that, well, that original tchina is totally not recognizable anymore? There's no remnant of the original tochein. It's not as bread, at least, is a little softer, a little more less strong. But a chocolate is one piece. So that's where the Chazon Ish is coming in. Chazon Ish in Siman Nun Zayin in Hilchos Shabbos says, Inyan ein tchina achar tchina, she is kiru poskim, eino inyan le'ein bishol achar bishol, shenech l'kwa poskim. He says, I don't think the two are related. Ein bishol achar bishol, and eino tochen achar tochen. V'chulu. U'bemayim nechlu aposkim, imayim uvushalam sonim, yish bem koach abishol. Right? Do you say ein bishol achar bishol by water? Right? We say ein bishol achar bishol by food. But there's a machlokas aposkim. There's an avnei nezer. What about if I warmed up water, and now boiled it up, and now it's cold again? So there, the original effects aren't felt anymore. It just cooled off. Do we say in the molecules, a question for scientists, in the molecules of boiled up water, is there anything different than water that was never boiled up? Okay, but either way, says the Chazon Ish, Aval ein had ein tchina bepas, hainush ein tochen ela, behafrodo shel chibur tivi. You know what ein tochen achar tochen means? There's no tochen breaking up there's only tochen by breaking up a natural connection. Right? If you have something that Hashem put together, then you have tochein, right? A potato, vegetables, whatever is flour, right? A grain, Hashem created that unit, and therefore, that's where there's a malach of tochein. Ein tochen achar tochein means if there is a man-made unit. Aval hafrada shel chiburei b'nei adam eino bechlal tochein. Afilu bechiber davar shelo nitchan me'olam. Elabala olam mifurad. Right, even if you took something that was never ground up before, Chiddush of the Chazon Ish, something that was never ground up, it came to the world as powder. And now I am putting it together, there will not be tochein there, because that's not a chibur tivi, that is a man-made creation, says the Chazon Ish, and therefore, that would make it different. Again, that's just another example where we see a natural connection versus something put together by man. You know, that would be different. And here too, that could be part of the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about the or. Okay, we continue. Amar Mar, right? As we just explained, the machlokas was about preventing tumma, not once the tumma comes. Once the tumma comes, then it's for sure what you have to do. Amar Mar, once we're talking about this Mishnah in Kalim, let's talk about it a little more. Chokol l'shlosha. So what happens if a tanur becomes tame? How am I mitarit? So I have to split it up into three pieces. So none of the pieces still have a majority. So Veraminu, but one second, that was the Mishnah in Perakei Halacha Zayin. What about earlier in that Perak in Perakei? Veraminu, Tanur Tchilaso Arba, V'Shiur of Arba. What is the shear of a Tanur? Right, whether, in order to become Tamei in the first place. That's called Gemar Malacha. So, Tchilaso Arba, it has to start off as four Tvachim. Rashi says, towards the top, Ein Tanur Pachos Me Arba, V'Afilu Nigmar Malachto. Even if you were Gemar Malach on the oven, if it wasn't, it's not for Tzvachim, it's not Makabal Toma. Vishiyar of Arba, and if it was Divir Rabbi Meir, and if it was God, if it was big and it became Tameh, and you broke it in order to be Metaharit, so each Shever has to have less than four Tzvachim. So that's Rabbi Meir Shita. When do we say that these are the Shiurim Begadol? That's by a regular oven that you make to bake in, to roast in, aval, bekaton, but by a small one, as Rashi explains, that's made for kids to play with. Even though it's cookable, it's usable, but tzchil, bekaton, tzchilaso, kol shehu, mishat gamar malachto, once you have gamar malacha, once it's usable, so then right, you are masig, you heated it once. That's the Gemar Malacha as is done in the days of old. So then, even one little tefach shiarav. Once it's Gemar Malacha, so then it could be Rashi quotes even a tefach, even a very small could be makabel toma and shiarav berubo. And it's what it have to be left in order to still be tamei berubo. But anything less than rov is going to be mitaheret. Good. So what do you see from there? Vakama kalshu, and what's a kalshu? The Gemara adds, Amrei de Rabbi Yonah, tefach, shekin osin tanurim, benos tefach. Good. So now we're medayik. Taima, the reason that it's still makabel tuma, diika shiar of dalit. The reason is, as long as it has four, haleka shiar of dalit, tahar. But if it has less than four, then it's tahar, even if it has a piece that's still rove of what was. That's a kash on the other Mishnah. The first other Mishnah says you have to split it to three so that there's no majority in any of the pieces. Here, it seems to be saying if you cut it less than four, so then it would be tahar even if you have a piece that is a majority. So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference between the two Mishnayos. Amri hasam detzalke mitzalek. It depends how it was cut. This Mishnah is where it was cut horizontally. If it was cut horizontally, even if one of the pieces still has a rove, it's not usable. Right, it was cut horizontal, it's too short. Hacha, dav de gistera. But the other Mishnah is where you cut it vertically. When you cut it vertically, then you have to have a piece. None of the pieces are going to be allowed to be able to have a majority. Good. Omar Mar, continuing also, Shiar Baruba. Let's talk about that last line of the Chachamim. That the small oven, as if you have Shirayim robes, that's a problem. So Rubo de Tefach Lamai Chazi. The whole thing was a Tefach in the first place. So what is Rov of a Tefach? How would that be Roy for anything? Amar Abaya, you're right. That second line of Shiar Baruba is not going back on the previous line of Katan. It's going back on the first case. Shiare Gadol Barubo. Right? The Shiarim of a Gadol, majority, that would be still Tame. You have to get a less than a Rov. Amar Abanan Arba. Didn't the Rabbanan say four Tefachim? Nothing to do with four or not four. Lokasha Habitanura Bartisha Habitanura Barshiva. It depends if you started off with a 9 tefach tanur or a 7 tefach tanur. Machlokas Rishonim, which is which? We're going to go with Rashi's pshat. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat. Habatanur bar tisha, if you started with a 9-1. So then, that's where rove is the shear. But habatanura bar shiva, so then if you started with 7, so then you can't go by rove, because rove is less than 4 tefachim. Anyways, that's why you have to go by four tefachim. That is the shear. But the other one, you can go by the rov. Good. So this is all, though, related to Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, we had related to the original statement in the middle of yesterday's Amid Beis from Rav Hun in the name of Shimon Bar Yossi, who said that this whole idea of Tumah only is where you did not leave over enough to make a little scarf. K'dei Ma'aforas. Aval, if you left over K'dei Ma'aforas, so then it is a Chibur. That was all number one. Lishna Achrina, but another version of that whole discussion, and then we'll talk more about ovens. Amri La, Amar Afuna, Mishra, Bishmal, Rabbi Yossi, Afilu Shir, Bakadei Maforas. The opposite, right? Even if you left over Kadei Maforas, it's still going to be Tahor. Amar Reish Lakish, and here we have the Machlokas on this version. Amar Reish Lakish, Goshanu El Atalas, Aval, or Chashiv. As we said, or is more Chashiv, and therefore, the halachas would be different, right? It's not the same word. Chalim we had before. Here we have chashiv. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Filo or nami lo chashiv. Ezer Rabbi Yochanan Bar Shlakish. Same question we asked earlier from the Mishnah in Kalim. Or tamei medris chishav alav l'ritzua v'sandalin. If I have or that's tamei medris, a zav sat on it, and I decided I'm going to cut it and make it into sandals or for something else. Kivish nasa boizem altar. Right when I decide and I put the knife to it. So it's already tar. Rabbi Yehuda, v'cham omrim ad sheyami tenu mechamisha tvachim. No, it has to be too small to be used as mishkav azav. Kimimai mi atar, but once I do that, it's already tar. Amai lema chashiv. According to Yurei Shlakish, isn't it still chashiv? Right. So why is it already tahar? Hakamai askina to kaboy le lemoshav zav or lemishkav zav. No, here you want it to be able to use for a zav to sit on, and once you made it smaller than this, then it's not roi for its purpose. And once you not roi for its purpose, then it's tar. Again, a lot of tum of a tar has to do about one's mindset. I have the same item. If I decide I'm going to use it as is, it's already makabel tuma. If I decide I'm going to use it for something else, and it's not roi, so then it's not. Again, the Gemara's talk about whether you did a maisa. So maisa can be motzi midei machshava. If it's just two machshavas, then machshava can be motzi midei machshava. A lot of tuma v'tahara has to do with one's machshava. There is a steer in the Rambam, just to note, in terms of the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra. The Rambam in Hilchos maisa karbanos, paskins like the Lishna Kama. Right? Paskins le chumra are like the Lishna Kama. That's what's it doing in maisa karbanos. What kind of tuma v'tahara is in maisa karbanos? So that's from, you remember, Perek Dam Chatos in Maseches Zvachim. If blood squirts on a beged, then that beged is nifsal. Dam Chatos gets the whole same status. So the Rambam, in that context, in the eighth Perek of Maisa Karbanos, where the Rambam talks, again, about all of the halachas of Dam Chatos, the Perek starts off, just to remind ourselves. Chomer b'chatos ha-behema mishar kachi kachim. Karban Chatos has many unique halachas, but one of the unique halachas of Karban Chatos, different than all other karbanos, even other kachshei kachim, shedam chatos habehema, shenitas min hakli, shekibo bo hadam, kodem hazaya al habeged. Each of those are crucial. From the kli, if it fell straight on the floor, it doesn't get kedusha. If it's before hazaya, after hazaya, it's ready, nasas mitzvaso. Al habeged. So if the blood squirts out, sprinkles onto a beged, after it had Kabbalah Saddam, before it had Azaya, Ta'un Kibas Bamayim Bazara, special din. It needs Kibus in the Azara. Shene'emar v'asher yazeh midama al habeged asher yazeh olea techabes v'makom kadosh. Echad habeged, echad asak, echad or arach, tuni Kibus. Aval or hakasha, how are you ke'etz v'goreid hadam me'elav. As long as it's absorbent, it needs Kibus. Ve'echadam chatas ha'ne'echeles, o dam chatas ha'nisrefes, doesn't matter which chatas. Avalo dam chatas ha'of, not bird chatas. Shenemar tishachet ha'chatas. Benishchetas ha'chatas ha'medaber, v'lo benimlekes. And then Rama goes through, again, it was a whole parak in Zvachim that we had towards the end. What was it, the 11th parak? Dam chatas, I don't remember exactly. I think it was the 11th, but again, that's this whole parak. So in that context, the Rambam quotes our Mishnah in Kalim, in one of the versions. Beged shenitas alav dam chatas. V'yatza chutz la'azara. What if it had dam squirt on it, and then it left the azara? So we had discussions of this. Machziro le'azara, machapso sham. Bring it back in. The kippah has to be done in the azara. Nitma chutz la'azara, now you're stuck. What if it became tame outside the azara? Kate said, Yasas, what should you do now? So you have to do kibus, but you don't want to be machlis tuma. Karo, so you have to tear it. Kedei sheyitaher, tear it enough so that it becomes tahar. Umachniso machapso mi bifnim, and then bring it in. Tear it to remove its tuma, but that it's still a beged. It has to be something. You can't tear it so it's not usable. You have to tear it enough to make it tahar, and then bring it back in. V'tzorach laniach bo shalem kedei ma'afores. There it is. You have to leave enough of the beged in order to make a little scarf. So therefore, it still has the status of a beged, and then bring it back in. Lefi shenem are beged, tzorach lechabes, beged. V'yavo pishu tamei mi devreyem, mibnei kedei ha-ma'aforish in isharabo, and even though there's still a tuma derabanan, as we have here in our Lishna Kama, right? What did the Reb Shimon Ben Yossi say? Shir ba kedei ma'aforish chibur, even though the Rambam understands that even though there's still tuma derabanan, kivan shenikra rubo, tor min ha-torah, umutr lachniso lemikdash, lechabes hadam. Right? That's the Rambam quoting the Lishna Kama here in Maisa Karbanas. The Lecha Mishnah right here says, tema! To Beperek Arba Rotev, he quotes our Gemara, the two Lishnas, and he quotes that the Lishna Kama, the Rambam Paskins, like the Lishna Kama, But if you look in the Lishna, according to the Lishna Basra, there's no tum at all, even the Rabbanan. V'Rabbeinu Zal pasakan k'lishna kama, u'besof perachav gimel, v'hilchas kelim, pasak lishna basra. Shekasav sham, ena chibra, filu shir k'dei ma'afares, tahainu k'lishna basra. And the Lecha Mishnah here, the Mishnah L'malach there, tries to figure out this stira in the Rambam. Could even mechalik between Hilchos Tuma for Dam Chatas and Hilchos Tuma in general. So I have to say some type of chiluk, but that's an important ha'ara of the Rambam. Although, just remember, before we start the Mishnah, the most famous Tanur, we're doing some Mishnayos of Tanurim from Mishnayos and Kalim, the most famous Tanur is Tanur Shalachnai, right? And that merits its own Gemara in Meseches Bava Metzia on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, right? That's the Mishnah where there was a Machlokes. That was the Mishnah also in Parakeh of Kalim, talk all about the Tanur issues. So that was Parakeh Halach Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah says there, Chat Chochulios. What if I made a barrel, but I didn't make it all with wood? I put sand in between the different parts, and I hardened it. So is that a Tamei oven, or is that a Torah oven? Is that called the Gemar Malacha, or is it just falling apart? That was the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer was Matahir, and the Chachamim were Matamei. Vizehu Tanur Shel Achnai. And that is the snake oven. Why is it called the snake oven? The Gemara says there, in the name of Shmuel, Shehi Kifu Dvarim Ka'achna Zu V'timuhu. They surrounded Rabbi Elazar with words, like a snake encircles its a potential victim. So they surrounded Rabbi Elazar with claims, and they were Matami the oven, and that was the machlokes about Tanur Shel Achnai and Loba Shamayimi, if I'm right, the tree and the water and the walls of Kosla Beis HaMedrash. So that was another Tanur from Parakei of Meseches Kalim. We'll see it later on if we have time to come back to it. Okay, says the Mishnah. Or Sheyesh Alav Kezayas Basar. So this Mishnah we already had quoted at the beginning of our Parak. And we had a discussion with Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. And then, in the context, if you remember, is a hair called a yad. Because you can't pick something up with a yad. So Reish Lakish said, no. So what do you do with this Mishnah? So maybe it's talking about a shomer and the hair goes all the way through the skin. Or it's a lot of hairs together. So we had the different days. How do you understand this Mishnah? But here it is. Or she shalav kazayis basar hanogei besif hayotzi mimenu. Ubesara shekenegdo tamei. If you have a hide that has a kazayis basar on it, and if somebody touches just a slight sliver of meat, flesh that comes off of it, or the hair, so it's tamei. Hayolav shnei kishnei chasoyz esim. What if you have one hide, you have two half kazayises on the hide, two different parts of the hide, two half kazayisim. Mitamei b'masa v'lo mamaga divrei Bishmol. Bishmol says, well, that's mitamei b'masa. If they're not together, so then it's not called maga. You can't become tummy by touching them. But if I carry this whole hide, I'm carrying a kezayis of asar. And therefore, I'm going to be tummy. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo, b'maga v'lo b'masa. Rabbi Akiva says, there's a connection between maga and masa. If you can't be tummy b'maga, you can't be tummy b'masa. Right? We have the three, maga, masa, ohel. Rabbi Akiva says, these two are connected to each other. Umode, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, though, does admit, b'shnei chatzoi zesim shetachlan b'kisem. If I take a little piece of wood, and I stick it like a toothpick, a big toothpick, and I stick the toothpick between the two half kizesim, that's different than just being on the hide. That would make me tame if I carry it. V'hisitan, and I moved it, shehu tame. That's tame. Why? Ubnei mari b'kiva metar ba'or m'bnei sho'or m'vatlan. By the or, it's different because it's basically, you know, if you cut the skin off and you left some hide on it, so you're basically being mevatelin in your mind. And therefore, it's not going to be significant. But if I take a splinter, if I take a piece of wood, a toothpick, and put it through, then I obviously want to connect the two. And therefore, it would be tamei. There's a machlokas we've shown him here. Tosfos says, even if Tosfos says in the last Tosfos, v'hu adin b'lo tchuvim v'naga bahem. Right, even without the tchiva, the issue is the or is mevatel. Without the or, so then Rabbi Akiva would agree they're tamei. Even you don't need to have them connected through the kisem. The Rambam quotes this as the kisem, quoting the kisem. Right, the Rambam in Hilchos Shar Avos Atuma, the Kesef Visha points out this difference between the Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam seems to quote the case with the kisem. Lav dafka, if you just cut it, touch it without the kisem. So it could be a machloka between Tosfos and the Rambam. Good. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lo shanu, when do we say that a whole kezayis, everybody agrees, right? Rashi says, the kezayis shalim, divrei kol lo batel, when is that true? If you had a whole kezayis together on, or ela depotasa chaya, that's only if another wild animal ripped off that piece of skin with flesh on it, that's when the kezayis is still mitame. Why? Because there was no act that showed that I'm not interested in this flesh. But if I cut the animal and I'm skinning the animal and some of the flesh got left on it and I wasn't matriach myself to remove that flesh from the skin, then even if it's a kezayis, it's batel. Even if a kezayis is not significant. It's kind of the opposite of the principle of achshavei. Right? The principle of achshavei we say always is, if something that is inherently insignificant, and I do something to make it significant. Right? I take chatzi shir, and I eat chatzi shir. That's what the Chasam Sofer says is the svara for chatzi shir achazi l'starufei. Because I did something that shows it's significant. And therefore, I'm machshavit. I burn truma temeya. Right? Whatever it is. But here's the opposite. I take something that's significant, and I treat it like nothing. It's kind of like bitul chametz. Right? I'm the opposite. I'm not machshavit. So therefore, that would be tahar. Amalei Rav Nachman Le'ula. Amar Rav Yochanan. Afilu katarta. Katarta is a large amount. Even a larger amount. Amalei in. Yeah. Afilu kenafia. Amalei in. Amalei ha'alokim. Im amalei Rav Yochanan mipum milotzesinolei. If Rav Yochanan would tell me this, I would have listened to him. If I heard it directly from Rav Yochanan's mouth. Meaning, what are you talking? Such a large piece? There has to be some type of objective maximum. That's going to be tame. Kisalak Raboshia, Ashkeche Leil Rabbi Ami, Armelish Maitse Kamei, Hachi Amar Ula. This is what Ula said, Vachi Hadele Rav Nachman. This was the conversation that took place. Armele, Mishiv de Rav Nachman, Chased Debe Nesiahu, Mizalza Bishmaitse de Rabbi Yochanan. Just because Rav Nachman is the son-in-law of the Nasi, he can be Mizalza and Rabbi Yochanan's, statement? Well, how can he say that? We'll get back to that. Zimna Ashkeche de Yasiv, the Karmala Seifa. Sometimes the version was this whole conversation took place about the Seifa, not about the Reisha, not about the Kezayis, but about the half. When do we say Rabbi Yishmael that it is at least Betami B'masa Ela Patas Ochaya, Ela Patas Osakin Batel? Right, so even it's not going to be mitamei b'masa. Amalei mar seifa masnila, and he said, "Did you learn that on the seifa?" Amalei in, yes. Ve'alula areisha amra ne'alicho, but didn't Ula say it on the reisha? Amalei in, yes. Ula said even on the reisha, and you can have large pieces. Amalei ho'alokim, he amalei Yeshua binun mishmei lo tzaisinalei. Even if Yeshua binun had told me that, I wouldn't listen to him. Such large pieces. I don't think that's possible. Let's just finish the line. Kiyasa Ravin v'chol nechusei yama. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael and all those who came with him, Amru Aresha, they said it on the Resha, which is the bigger Kiddush. Right? Even a large piece can be batil. V'el akasha. But what about the kasha? Meaning, how big do you go? Okay, the Amru Rav Papa. Bimirudat. Like Rav Papa said, Elsa bimirudat. We're not talking about a large, significant piece that's usable. We're talking about a piece that's flattened on the skin. So it's not really so usable. Hachanami bimerudat. So maybe that's what's going on here. Right? That's merudat, as Rashi says on top. Lo tarach inishu mitzari flay. People aren't going to scrape that off that skin. It's too hard. And that's why they're mavatel it, even if it's a large piece. But in Hachanami, it could be that if it's a very large piece in one place, that is not automatically bata. Look at the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in, you don't think this is going to be quoted lahalacha. The Beis Yosef at the end of Reish Mem Beis in Yeridea. The Beis Yosef quotes the Archas Chaim from Arami Lunel from Provence. The Archas Chaim quotes Adam Meirivim Chaveiro. Somebody's having a fight with their friend. V'Amarlo, and he says, Eini Mekabel Mimcha. I'm not going to listen to you. Im Hayita Kemoshe Rabbeinu. Right? You could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not going to listen to you. Malkin Oso Mishim Bizayon. Right? You give him malchus for being mevaza Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Archas Chaim quotes. Says the Beis Yosef, v'nirali, where does this come from? Where does this come from? Mishum da'amru b'gemara chulin kuf chav dalid, if ilu amr Yoshua ben Nun mipume, if Yoshua ben Nun would say it, I wouldn't listen. Why didn't he say Moshe? Why didn't he say Moshe? It must be that maybe you can't say that about Moshe Rabbeinu. Yoshua ben Nun, okay. But Moshe Rabbeinu, not. That's the Beis Yosef right here, in the end of Reish Mem Beis, the name of the Archas Chaim. And if we think it's just the Beis Yosef, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Beis Sif Lamed Vav. Ha'omer lechaveiro, eini mekabel imcha imayita kamoshe malkin oso mishum bizayin. That's it. Can't say, even like Moshe, I'm not, because Moshe Rabbeinu is in a different category. Zichro Torah's Moshe Avdi. Says the Marshal in Baba Kama. In the sugi is in the eighth parak, parak Zion, in the Amshal Shlomo. So there the sugi is about fighting. Right, here's the sugi is about the Moshe. But he says there, Adam shemis kotein imcha veiro v'yomar, eini mekabel imcha v'yil yitak Moshe Rabbeinu, malkin oso mishum bizayin. The chiddish hu be'enai. He quotes the Archas Chaim and says, I think that's a huge chiddish. Ki hergel halashonu. That's just how people talk. People aren't talking about really being mavaza Moshe Rabbeinu. People, I'm not going to listen to you. No, they're not. If Moshe Rabbeinu was there, they would listen. V'gamenu biyush kol kach l'Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom. How is Moshe Rabbeinu embarrassed by that? V'od b'stama lo kibin l'gnai rak shehifriz al midosav. She'ina rotza l'kabo mimenu mechi lo pius. He's just saying, he's just being magazim. He's just exaggerating. I'm not going to listen to you. V'lachin michidish lo yafinan. Maybe he should fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. Maybe he should fast. Maybe we won't give him malchus. Maybe he should fast. That's the Yamshul Shlomo. Says the Taz on the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes the Yamshul Shlomo. Ulefid varav im omer kemo Yoshua gamkin malchus also the Mishna. Right. If according to Aruch, why dafka Moshe Rabbeinu? Avol Yosef nira kemo shkazav shem bis Yosef. Shrei maybe Raya miyagamara v'chem yivamis because Goran yivamis also. Either way, this is fascinating discussion about Moshe Rabbeinu. But again, is Moshe Rabbeinu different? Moshe Rabbeinu different. If you look at the Chassam Sofer right here, it's a Chiddush Gadol, right? You might not have said this. Says the Chassam Sofer right here, quotes this whole discussion of the Beis Yosef, and he says, Dilma Shapir Yeshlomar, Iomra Moshe Rabbeinu Misvara Dinafshe Lotzai Sinale, Davar She'ino Nishma. Says the Chassam Sofer, is Moshe saying it based on his own svara, or is Moshe Rabbeinu saying it that he heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you heard it from Kadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, we can't argue. And that's neged everything. That's one of the animamins. But if Moshe Rabbeinu, he does say it. Chassam Sofer says if he does say it, misvar denafshe, so maybe one can argue. So this might be against Reb Chaim. Right, this might be against Reb Chaim. Remember, Reb Chaim is quoted in the Seder Hadoros, quoted the story in the past. But Seder Hadoros, one of the Achronim, will put together an encyclopedia on Rishonim and Achronim, a little entry for each one. So in one of those places, I brought my Seder Hadoros, on page 208, he quotes a machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Eliyahu, machlokas in Bali Atosfos, whether you have to tie your tefillin every day. We don't paskin that way. Our knot stays. We just wrap it on our arm. But that we hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Eliyahu Miparis says you have to tie it every day. So the Sefer Adoras quotes an apocryphal story that Rabbeinu Tam is arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu paskin like Rabbeinu Miparis, and Rabbeinu Tam is screaming at him. How could you say that? That's terrible. You're wrong in the Torah that you gave us. So when the Seder Adoros went to Reb Chaim in order to get a haskama for his Sefer, Reb Chaim said the Sefer is great, but this page is apikarsis. You have to take it out. So he says, okay, I'll take it out. So he says, okay, so then I'll give you a haskama. So he gave him a haskama, and he was going to take out that page. But when he got back to the place wherever he was publishing it, it was already at the printer, and he couldn't. So in the version that the story that I heard was that he put in the Haskama of Reb Chaim and just wrote on the bottom that, you know, Reb Chaim gave me Haskama except he thinks this page is apikarsis. I don't know, in mine, there's no Haskama from the Reb Chaim. Is from Yisrael Mikutna. The Beis Halevi gave Haskama. Reb Yisrael Chanan and the Netziv and, Reb Tzal Mivilna. Heavy hitters, these Haskamas. But either way, Pashtus, you know, you can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. So maybe he would be against that Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says here on our sugya, maybe there's a difference between Moshe Rabbeinu as the Mesorah and Moshe Rabbeinu Misvar Denafshe. But either way, it's related to that Beis Yosef in Yaradeya at the end of Reish Mem Beis. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Hayu Alav. Hayu Alav. So again, the Mishnah said, if there was two different kizesim. So Rabbi Shmuel says it's matame b'masa and not b'maga, and Rabbi Akiva says it's not matame at all. So Amar Bar Pada lo shanu. When do we say that it's not matame? Even right, you're not matame. Everybody agrees it's not matame b'maga. Machlokas is about masa. So when do we say that lo shanu el meachra? If you touch the skin from the backside, from the opposite side, that's when it's amatami. Avol milafanav yish nogeya v'chozer v'nogeya. But milafanav, what does this mean? We'll go with Rashi's pshat. If somebody touches both half kazesim at the same time, from the flesh side, then he's going to be tamei. He's going to be tamei. This does not mean, according to Rashi, you touch it, then you stop, then you touch the other half. No, you touch both halves at the same time. That's yesh nogeya v'chozer v'nogeya. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, ain't nogeya v'chozer v'nogeya. Still not called touching a kazayis, a flesh. It's two kazesim. Two half kazesim. V'yaza Rabbi Yochanan l'taimei. Rabbi Yochanan is l'shitaso, not only by maga, but as we'll see, by ohel. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Dosim and Urkanis, Amru Davar Echad. They said one thing. Rabbi Shmuel, Hada Amran. We just said, his pshat of Rabbi Shmuel is even if you touch two half kazesim, it's not metame. Rabbi Dosim and Urkanis, it's not, as the Mishnah says, in Ahalis. Baruch Hashem, this parak is awesome. We might think, oh, it's Tumah V'Tahara, what are we doing? We are getting to learn so many Mishnayos that don't have Gemara on it. We have to recognize this chus. Uksin and Ahalis and Kalim. Now it's a Mishnah Ahalis. It's not. Kala Metamin Ba'ohel, Shenechlaku, anything that is Metame Ba'ohel. What's on Tame Ba'ohel? Kazayis Manames, Rashi says, Rova Atzamos, Rova of bones, or Mali Tarvid Rekev, we'll get back to that, right? A spoonful of rotted flesh, rotted bone, Ba'ol Shenechlaku, Bechlis Lotachabayis. So if you brought it in, Rabbi Dosa, you split it. Rabbi Dosa Ben Orkanis, Metarvacham Metamin. So you see, it's split. So la bamba Rabbi Dosa ben Urkanis hasam ein mahil v'chozeru mahil. You can't put together two parts in order to create tumas ohel. So chanami ein ogei v'chozeru v'nogeya. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan says it's l'shitaso because he says Rabbi Yishmol by tumas maga and Rabbi Dosa ben Urkanis by tumas ohel. I'll say the same thing. You can't be mitzaref two half shiurim. Umid Rabbi Dosa ben Urkanis Rabbi Yishmol Rabbanu Rabbi Akiva. But what's that? So you're trying to tell me the Rabbi Dosa ben Urkanis in that mission alis goes like Rabbi Yishmael, so would the Rabbana go like Rabbi Akiva? But that doesn't work. Rabbi Akiva turikom atayr. Rabbi Akiva is the opposite extreme. Rabbi Akiva says it's totally tahar. And in this Mishnah, it's tameh. So the Gemara says, adkan lo kametar Rabbi Akiva ela ba'or, aval ba'alma metameh. The reason Rabbi Akiva says it can't be mitztarif is because the or is mevatelit. But ba'alma, he might agree that they could combine. Kidatani Seifo, Mod Rabbi Kiva, Base Khazoy Zesim, Shutakhma Bakisim Hisiton, Shutame. Umebrema Rabbi Kiva Metarhoba or Mebesha or Mevatlan. It's not that Rabbi Kiva says two separate parts can never combine. It's just that if it's on or, then you are Mevatla because you're gonna throw out the or, or not use it for flesh at least. But separately, just two half kazesim, Rabbi Kiva could mean that is Metame. It's a fascinating ha'ara I saw that Rashi says here. One of the examples for the things that are the matami ba'ohel is mole tarvad rekev. Right, that's a powder, powder of a mace. So if the powder of a mace is split into two, they're not mitzarif. But one second. Powder is inherently separate particles. So why should it make a difference if the two half spoonfuls go in or one spoon goes in? It's not a unit, is it? Right, it's not a piece of something. It's still powder. And Rashi says that's still an example that if it's split in half. I saw one of the Achronim is Medayek here in the Sidre Taros. Hey, Ketza Nitan Lomar, Molly Tavid Rekav, Shalmesh, Zeo Dover Mefurad, Umbechalok Meikaro, Shumatame Ba'oel. Vilukasher Nechlak Lishnaime no Matame, Hokfar Mitchilo Hayuchalok. Right? So you have to say that even though it's powder and it's separate pieces, once it's mitzurif in a kli, in a spoon, something that brings it together. And that's the tumah. Mali tarvad rekev. It brings it together. Like we know many areas of halacha, that a kli is mitzarif masha besocho, for the chiv of chala, and tumah even. But again, it's just a ha'ara that Rashi even includes that, in the examples of metamin ba'ohel, the mali tarvad rekev. Okay, Mazav Rav Ukva Bar Chama b'Nivlasam v'lo bar sheishal of Beis Chatzoy Zesim. Right, Tumas Nevela, but not Nevela is not Tame if it has two half kazesim on it. Yochal Af B'Masa Tamalomar. You might think it's even not Matame B'Masa Tamalova Anosa Yitma Divrei Rabbi Yishmal. Yishmal says this Tumas Masa. Rabbi Kiva Omer no Hanogeav Anoseya. This is the Svara for what he said in the Mishnah. Eshebalach Lamaga Balach Masa Lo Balach Maga Lo Balach Masa. As we are going to get into that more on tomorrow's daf also. But V'im Is. But one second, if Barpada is right that if you touch it from the front, Rabbi Akiva would agree, so it is Bala the Tumas Maga. So how could Rabbi Akiva say that it's not Tumas Masa because it's never Tumas Maga? Just touch it from the other side. And there is Tumas Maga. So how could he say this? Kasha de Barpada, Amar Rava Hachika Amar, Esha Balachlal Maga Becholzad, Balachlal Masa. It's only Tumas Masa if it's Tumas Maga from anywhere you touch it. Lo Balachlal Maga Becholzad, Lo Balachlal Masa. Fine. Boy, Minei Rav Avya Saba Mei Rabba Barav Huna Kulyas Stuma. Now we're going to get into the sugyas of Kulyas. Kulyas Stuma. What if you have a bone that has marrow inside, but it's totally closed? So it's in there. And we said before that the Kulyas, a bone can be a shomer for the marrow inside, and it can make you tameh. But here, it can never balach al maga because it's closed. So Kulyas Stuma, L'Rabbi Yishmael, Maushet Tameh. So what do you say according to Rabbi Yishmael? Is Father Rabbi Yishmael, Eshabalach HaMaga, Balach HaMasa, Lo Balach HaMada, Lo Balach HaMasa? Does Rabbi Yishmael fundamentally agree to Rabbi Akiva that you have to have some Maga potential in order for Masa to be there? And in our Mishnah, the reason he says it's Tumas Masa is because Maga is possible on one side. And therefore, in our case of the Kulyas Stuma, he would agree there's no Tumas Masa? Or he just rejects that whole principle. Maga and Masa are separate mechanisms of Tumah. And therefore, even if it's totally enclosed, he would say that the bone is Matameyu. So which is it? So Amar Lei or Vaparach. So Rabbi Ava asked Rabbi Barafuna, and Rabbi Barafuna says, wow, you see that bird that just went by? Or Vaparach, which Pashas means he didn't want to give him an answer. He kind of changed the subject. We'll have to get back to Urva. Amar Lei Rabbi Bray, Rabbi, his son, says to him, isn't he a great man? What are you ignoring him? He asks a great question, and you say, wow, great weather today. You know, you see that bird? Amarle. So what does he answer? Today, literally, it's Yontif. It's Yontif, Shabbos Beregel. I need to be able to focus. I can't focus right now. Why can't he focus if it's Yontif? So Rashi explains, he gave a big drasha. It was Shabbos of the Regel. And he gave a big drasha, so I don't have the koach to be able to focus on his question, and therefore I didn't want to say no. So I said, you know, I changed the subject, but I'll answer him eventually. That's the conversation. Why did Dafka say an Orev? My Dafkin, Orev. So I saw one of the, also, Chassam Sofer here discusses, maybe an Orev is saying that, you know, I've just given a lot of Chatzil Hashem. I need a little Chatzil Lachem. An Orev is always known as a mean bird to its children. So I have to be a little mean to you right now, but that's why Dafka says Orev Parach. That's one suggestion. Or I saw another, that's why I didn't want to give the answer. That's what the Ian Yaakov suggests. He wasn't sure whether to be misachser and not give the answer or not. He says, "Ha'im lahashiv l'shoa l'mroshu ha'yef machvas torach adrasho shalav l'hitachzer v'lem no'mi menu asalim and ashiuchal hashiva karoy dover b'tam olachas yashalav kocho." And he saw an orev go by and he took it as a simim in hashemayim that he should be an achzer a little bit and not give the answer. He saw the orev. He's like, "Orev, oh, that answers my question." Okay, Chassam Sofer gives the other pshat of, no, maybe it's literally that he said it, you know, Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem, I gotta go give my Chatzi Lachem, as the Gemara says in Psachim, and therefore I can't give you an answer. But either way, no answer was given at that moment. Amar Ula, finishing up, Shnei Chatzoi Zaysim, Shetachman Bekisim, as we said before, Afilu Molochom Evikolam Kulotar. If you have two half kazesim that you stuck in with a splinter, so then even if you move it around all day, tar, right? Ula argues what we said before. Maitaima, Ksiv Vinisa, Vakarina Vinose. It says in the Pasuk Nisa, even though it's spelled Chaser, but you can read it Nose, so we compare, Bina Nose, Vahudinisa, Vavasachas. So he's more extreme than we said before. Before we said Rabbi Kiva would agree by the Kisim, here he says no. He says, even if you put a splinter in, it has to be no say and nisa bebasachas. Tanan, but what about what we said before? Are you saying this within Rabbi Yishmael too? So it doesn't work. That's where Papa said. No, that's different, because there, it's merudad, it's flattened out, but this is in the opposite way that we said before, and therefore it's connected. So therefore, it's connected, and that's why it would be metame. It would be metame. Normally, I would say it's not metame. Beforehand, we use meruda to say it's not chashuv. Here, we're using meruda to say it is chashuv. Tashma, modir biyakiva. But it's, the Mishnah says beferish, b'shtei chazoi zeisim, shetachman b'kisim, v'isita shutame. Amai v'halav nisahu. But isn't Ula against that? Hachanami b'merudad. Okay, that's also where it's really connected. Kit tanoi, maybe this is a machlokas tanoi, echad anugiyah v'echad amesit, touching it or moving it. Rabbi Eliezer omer afanose, even carrying it. Atu nosi la mesit hu, well, isn't moving it carrying it? So what's the machlokas? Elolav hachikamar, echad anugiyah v'echad amesit below nisa, that cannot be carried as one. V'yasar belezer lemeimra v'hu denisa, only that could be carried as one. Umay af, ema v'hu denisa. So it could be that the Gufa Machlokas Tanoim is the issue that Ula brings up. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Mishnah. Hashem, we will continue next time with Kuf Chafei.